presenting Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast, ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Fellas and girls, as you listen to the roar of Hop Harrigan's plane as he brings it in, doesn't it make you think of Uncle Sam's fighters and bombers that are right this minute making the Nazis and Japs wish they had never started this war? I'll bet it does. And I'll bet many of you think of the day when you will be flying an Army or Navy plane, or when this war is over, piloting a big commercial transport. Yes, sir, you fellas and girls who are planning careers in aviation are on the right track, because the rapidly expanding aviation industry will have room for plenty of well-trained men and women. Young men and women, you fellows who are planning to become Army or Navy aviation cadets as soon as you reach the required age, and you boys and girls who are looking ahead to careers in commercial aviation when this war is won, you should and you can begin your training right now while you're still in school. You know, it takes the Army and Navy Air Forces many months to make a flyer out of a cadet because it requires hard work and lots of study before a cadet is even permitted to get into a plane. That's why the Air Forces so heartily endorsed the program of pre-flight aviation now being established in high schools all over the country. This program, sponsored by the United States Office of Education, makes it possible for you to begin preparing right now for the day when you will start your training as a military or commercial flyer. This program includes courses in aerodynamics, theory of flight, navigation, communications, engine design, in fact, all the fundamentals that are necessary for good airmen. Remember that by taking these courses as part of your high school curriculum during regular school hours, you will save many valuable hours of training later on. So find out now if these pre-flight aviation courses are available in your high school and sign up for them at once. If they are not yet available, talk with your high school principal about them and ask him to include them in the curriculum for the next semester. For any additional information regarding high school pre-flight training, write the U.S. Office of Education in Washington, D.C. America needs flyers. And now for our story. Rescued from a disabled crash launch, Hop Harrigan and Tank Tinker, together with the wounded Alf Smithers and their Nazi prisoner, Captain von Stromheim, are aboard an English corvette, ordered to escort five freighters to Murmansk, Russia. Unable to be put ashore, Hop and Tank radioed their situation to Colonel Maitland, who ordered them to join a British pursuit squadron in Russia. As the corvette and its five freighters entered the North Sea, the whine of a heavy shell cut through the black night and exploded behind the corvette.
Great Scott, we're being shelled.
What can we do, Lieutenant Woodley?
Those freighters are loaded with munitions. They must get through, Harrigan.
Hey, what's all the noise about?
Tank, we're being attacked by Nazi surface vessels.
No kidding. Well, why don't we shoot back? Them guys popped at us. Why aren't we popping at them?
They're out of range, Tinker. Using 8-inch shells and our biggest guns are 4-incher.
I thought corvettes carried 6 inches.
They usually do, but this boat was designed for coastal patrol and not for battling heavy cruisers.
Well, what do we do, sir?
According to our chart, we're 280 miles northeast of Leith in the same distance from the Shetland Islands. We'll have to try to keep the Nazis busy long enough to let the freighters scatter. Thank heavens the fog's thick.
Look, Lieutenant, ain't there a gun on board I could use, maybe? I've been a target long enough. I want to start throwing some lead.
You'll get your chance, Tinker. There were only some way to decoy them. Draw them away from the freighters.
Hey, wait a minute. That gives me an idea.
Well, what is it, Harrigan?
Oh, no, it's no good. I forgot this corvette doesn't carry a motor launch.
Well, what about a lifeboat?
That might do. Will it carry a machine gun?
Certainly. But what's your plan?
Well, you mentioned decoying the German boats and getting them away from the freighters. Now, I think Tank and I can do just that with a lifeboat.
Are you out of your mind, Harrigan?
Oh, not quite. We'll load the lifeboat with machine gun, dynamite, depth charges, anything that you have on board that's portable and will explode.
Yes?
And you leave the lifeboat here with Tank and myself on board. And you take the corvette into the fog bank with the freighters.
You mean we're going to fight them Nazi warships from a rowboat?
No, no, Tank. We're not going to fight them. We'll simply act as a decoy. We'll set up a terrific racket. Then the Germans will think that the corvette is still here. In the meantime, Lieutenant Woodley can sneak around the enemy flotilla with his freighters and head for Russia.
Harrigan, if you think I'd consider permitting you and Tinker to engage in that kind of suicide mission, you're mad.
Oh, don't worry about us, Lieutenant. Just give us some food, water, and a compass. After we've done our job, we'll make for the Shetland Islands. Those munition freighters have to get through. It's our duty to see that they do. The Russians are doing a terrific job in holding the Nazis back. The least we can do is give them the guns and the ammunition they need to fight.
There's no argument on that score, Harrigan.
Oh, gosh, I'm glad to hear you say that, sir. Now, if you'll get the lifeboat ready, sir, Tank and I'll shove off.
I want to shake your hand, Harrigan, and yours too, Tinker. But America's sending us men like you, we can't lose.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, gosh, thanks.
I'll have the boat made ready at once. Mr. Harlow, Mr. Wiggins, get lively, men.
Oh, gosh, Tank, I didn't even bother to ask you whether you wanted to go along. After all, it's a dangerous
job. Brother, would you like a sock in the beezer? You just try and leave me behind.
Attaboy. Oh, boy. This rowing sure is tough work.
Ain't we getting a little closer to those Nazi warships, Hop?
Well, I think we're near enough, Tank. Stop rowing. Let's ship oars.
Okay.
Here, get them out of the way.
All right.
Now, look, Jack, here's what we do. You hear those guns booming?
Are you kidding?
Well, they're firing at where they think the corvette is. Now, it's our job to make them think that we're the corvettes and draw the fire to us.
Oh, Hop, with just this little lifeboat?
They can't see us in the fog, Tank, but they're going to hear us.
You mean we're going to shoot all this stuff off at them?
That's right, Tank. You handle the machine gun, and I'll toss the dynamite bombs.
Oh, what do I shoot at? I can't see nothing in this fog.
You just shoot in the general direction of the Nazi fleet. All we want to do is draw their fire.
Jumping Jennings, how long do you expect us to last with those 10-inchers blasting away at us?
But the odds are with us, Tank. They can't see us in this fog. It isn't easy to draw a bead on a small boat like this with the kind of guns they're using. Even so, we're liable to stop one of those 10-inch shells. If we do...
Yeah, I know. If we do, it's curtains.
That's about it, Tank. So just in case, maybe we better say goodbye now.
Oh, look, bud. I'm not saying goodbye. We've been flying together for a long time, and even if one of those shells does hit us, we'll still be flying together. Only it won't be in no P-40.
Okay, Tank. It suits me. Come on. Get into the bow. Man the machine gun.
Aye, aye, sir.
All set?
Yep. Say when. Let her rip! Hey, what was that?
I tossed one of those dynamite bombs. Don't stop firing, Tank.
Okay,
come on.
Okay, but be sure you toss them over my head.
Don't worry, boy. Okay, Tank. That's enough for a while. Let's see if we're drawing their fire.
Yeah, we're drawing it, all right. You ain't kidding, brother. That one almost landed in my lap.
Give him some more of that machine gun, Tank.
Facing a withering German barrage, Hop and Tank reply with everything at their command in a valiant effort to mislead the Nazi naval force. Meanwhile, aboard the English corvette, frantic wireless messages are going out to the nearest RAF field, requesting land-based planes to come to the assistance of the lifeboat and its heroic occupants. On the bridge, Lieutenant Woodley, commander of the corvette, is discussing the situation with his first mate, Ensign Stanton.
That Nazi shellfire sounds far astern, Stanton. I think we're safe now.
Yes, Lieutenant Woodley. Thanks to Harrigan and Tinker.
Right you are, Stanton. Those American chaps not only saved our lives, but what's more important, they've saved the cargo in the five freighters we're convoying. And heaven knows Russia needs those munitions badly.
Right, sir. But, Lieutenant, have those two chaps even half a chance of coming through this alive?
Frankly, Stanton, I don't know. Those Americans rather make a habit of accomplishing the impossible, you know. Yet I can't possibly see how they can overcome such terrific odds.
Yes, that's exactly how I feel, sir.
It's good to know that fellows like that are on our side, isn't it?
It is indeed.
I shall recommend citations for Harrigan and Tinker in my next report to the Admiralty.
They certainly deserve it, Lieutenant.
They do indeed. Now, Stanton, I'd feel safer if we had an aerial escort at least as far as the Shetland Islands. There's no telling when that German task force may loom up out of the fog again. Please call the chart room and get our exact location at once.
Very good, sir. Chart room, Stanton speaking. Give me our position and bearings.
My guess would be that we're somewhere off the Orkney Islands, within 70 miles of the Shetlands.
Yes. Yes, very good. Yes, you were just about right, sir. Our position actually is north latitude 59.4, east longitude 2.1. That would put us just 10 miles northeast of the Orkneys and 72 miles from the Shetlands.
Splendid. Now, Stanton, wire us the RAF air base in the Orkneys, give the Commandant my compliments, and request a bomber escort to the Shetlands. We must have them at once.
Aye, aye, sir.
Oh, one more thing. Request that a seaplane be sent to scout the last known location of Harrigan and Tinker. By some miracle, they may still be alive.
I beg pardon, Lieutenant Woodley, but I took the liberty of making that request a while ago. I trust I didn't overstep my authority, sir.
Not at all good work. Now, have Spock send a message off to the RAF field at once.
Yes, sir, at once, sir.
I'm all out of machine gun ammunition. I just fired the last round.
Are you sure, Tank?
Positive. And I thrown the last of the dynamite bomb. Jump at Jennings. What do we do now? They're still tossing everything they've got at us.
We gotta try to beat it away from here. In a hurry, while there's fog glass.
Yeah, but how?
There's only one way. We gotta row. Quick, man the four doors. I'll take these.
Aye, aye, sir. Hey, we gotta scram fast. They're getting too close for comfort.
Stop talking, Tank. Get to work.
Okay, let's go. Right, there. Whoa, there.
Whoa, there. Whoa, this
boat ain't no racing shell. Come on, Tank.
Tank, look out. We're turning over.
Tank. Tank, where are you? Here I am. Oh, this water's cold.
Oh, quick, hang on to the boat.
Okay, I'm hanging on. How far to land, Hop?
Too far to swim. That's what's in your mind.
Then what do we do?
I'm afraid there's nothing much we can do, Tank. Except to hold on and hope.
Clinging to the overturned lifeboat in the icy waters of the North Sea, neither Hop nor Tank have much hope of rescue. The German task force is still firing through the thick blanket of fog. And although a British seaplane is on its way, will it reach the boys in time? What will happen? Don't fail to hear the next thrilling episode next week. Same time, same station. Tune in and fly with Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. Fellas and girls, start now to prepare for a career in aviation, either as an Army or Navy flyer or in commercial aviation. Remember that the Air Forces need young flyers to help win this war, and that by taking the pre-flight aviation courses now available in high schools, you can save many valuable hours of training when you become old enough to join. This pre-flight training in high school will be valuable, too, even if you never get to fly one of Uncle Sam's Swift pursuit ships or bombers, because it will fit you for finding a place in the rapidly expanding field of commercial aviation. Don't waste any time. Find out when you go to school tomorrow morning if aviation courses are available. If they have not yet been established in your school, talk with your principal about them and ask him to arrange to include them in the curriculum for your next semester. For any information pertaining to pre-flight education in high schools, write to the United States Office of Education in Washington, D.C. Remember, America needs flyers.
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay, this is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you next week. Same time, same station.
Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine. Hop Harrigan has come to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.